This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. I hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here. We got a lot to talk about. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all that coming up. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. By the way, the book, my football book, is available. If you want me to read you a bedtime story, the audio version of the book is available wherever you get your books. Hi, good night. Yes, you can hear that.
Warren Moon.
Yeah. Let's see. Chris Fuamatu Mualafala. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something awesome. You can get all your money back that first year, every purchase, and you're going to get rewarded with cash. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Right now, you can use your Discover Cashback Debit, and great folks at Discover. All right, we'll come up with a poll question here. We have college football. We have the NFL. There was baseball over the weekend. It was a very, very busy sports weekend. As busy as it's going to get. And let's start from last night and work our way back, certainly with the 49ers. There was no doubt there. But I think the story, and I don't know if it's going to be the story, but I would like to at least push that agenda, and that is the brilliance of Brock Purdy. Because Brock Purdy is an MVP in a variety of ways. He makes less than $1 million, so that helps them with the salary cap. That covers up the embarrassment of Trey Lance. And that can't be understated, but what he does when he's out there. And yes, does he have a lot of weapons? Yes. Does he have a very good defense? Yes. But they've had quarterbacks there in front of him, before him, and didn't get the same results. Kyle Shanahan has somebody that he can pretty much channel his inner Kyle Shanahan to. And Brock Purdy has been a wonderful, wonderful quarterback. Last night you saw that in a matchup with Dak Prescott. And you're probably going to get this question today. And I don't even know if it's fair, but you'll get this question today. Who would you rather have, Brock Purdy or Dak Prescott? Well, it's really no debate. Certainly not right now. Now you look at the age and the cost, but also the efficiency. I mean, Brock Purdy plays good football. Brock Purdy would be one of those quarterbacks from the 70s. He doesn't have to throw it a lot. He's going to be economical. He's going to be Bart Starr. You know, he's going to be Bob Greasy. You're just going to have that, you know, solid performance you can always count on, and then you're going to run the ball and you're going to play good defense. They simplify this. They got a good offensive line, good defensive line, and you got some playmakers there. And you saw that last night. I don't know if the Cowboys should be up there, power rankings, if you buy into that, because when they're great, they're really great. But when they're bad, they're bad. And last night, they were bad. Here is Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys head coach.
Well, explanation, a very humbling loss, clearly stating the obvious. I think the biggest thing is I just had a quick reflection on the five games that we played in. It's been a wide range of performance, as wide as a range that I could ever recall in a five-week period.
So I don't know how good they are. There's a few teams where you're just not quite sure. Are the Dolphins great? Are the Bills great? Cowboys great? Or are they just good? Are the Lions great? The Niners seem to be great. The Eagles, they're good, you know, great-ish, great-ish. Kansas City, I have no idea. They keep you in every game. You start to look around and you go, I don't know. Do we have a great team? San Francisco appears to be. But Eagles, I mean, that was a good win. But, you know, the Rams kept it close there. They don't give you style points here. Now, it's not like college football. You just win. That's it. Like if an NFL team was winning the way USC was winning, it wouldn't hurt their power rankings, I don't think. People just say, man, you got to, like the Dolphins, you got to outscore them. I don't know how good their defense is. The offense is really good. And the two quarterbacks who aren't getting sacked this year, Patrick Mahomes and Tua Tagovailoa. So there is a correlation there. But back to Brock Purdy. These are great numbers. These are MVP-like numbers. Now, you know, a lot of times you'll have a young quarterback, and he doesn't throw the ball downfield, you know, 15, 20, 25 yards. Brock Purdy wants to throw the ball downfield. Now, the MVP usually comes from one of the top two seeds in each conference. It's a quarterback award. In the last 10 years, in 15 of the last 16 years, a quarterback has been MVP. And for the last 10 years, the quarterback is from one of the two top seeds in the conference. That does bode well for Brock Purdy. Now, you're looking at the quarterbacks. It'll be Purdy, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, and Tua Tagovailoa. Those are the top quarterbacks. Brock Purdy is completing 72% of his pass, so he's first in that. He's first in touchdown-to-interception ratio. He's second in yards per pass attempt at just over 9 yards behind Tua. Third in passing yards, first in team margin of victory. They're winning by almost 20 points per game. These numbers courtesy of Peter King. But you have a bargain here. So I factor in his salary, how he's playing, covers up for the Trey Lance mess, and they're the best team right now. And it looks like the NFC is probably going to go through San Francisco. As for the Dallas Cowboys, it feels like every week's a referendum on Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott. Now, we were hailing Micah Parsons as, you know, Lawrence Taylor in waiting. Maybe we wait just a little bit longer on that. Wonderful player. But, you know, they had everything going. Boy, they know how to dial up a defense and all of those things. But it came down to San Francisco had an answer for everything. And it looked like Kyle Shanahan, you know, when you go into a test and you watch somebody, and they're filling out everything, and you go, damn, did he get the test before everybody else did? That's what it felt like last night with Kyle Shanahan. It's like, hey, did he get the answers to the test? Because he's filling out his paper real quickly here. I'm still stuck on question number two. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country as well. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. What kind of poll question do you have today, Seton?
I love that Brock Purdy is so good, he's made Kyle Shanahan a genius again. I love that. That storyline had disappeared a little bit.
Yeah.
But now, look at what he's doing with Brock Purdy. I mean, this guy's a genius.
Is Kyle Shanahan a genius again?
Yeah.
By the way, here is Dak Prescott on stating the obvious.
Didn't see it coming. As you said, put everything into this and got punched in the mouth. Called a couple of weeks ago, humbling against Arizona. but this may be the most humbling game I've ever been a part of.
Not all those interceptions are on him, but that'll be a focal point. This might be more about the Cowboys today, nationally, than it will be the 49ers. And it should be about the 49ers and certainly Brock Purdy. But trying to find, I would say, that second-best team, I'd say the Eagles are still that second-best team in the NFC. But the AFC is supposed to be balanced, and it is, because I don't know if there's a great team. Kansas City did what Kansas City is supposed to do, go on the road and pick up a big win. The Bills go to London. We're ready to go, okay, here come the Bills, and then all of a sudden Jacksonville acts like we thought Jacksonville was going to act in the preseason. The Bengals get a win, and yes, it's a win against Arizona, but the way Arizona has played and you're playing at Arizona, that's a big win. And I watched a lot of this, and all I watched was Joe Burrow's footwork. That was it. And it was much better. He seemed healthier. And, you know, but you're still trying to figure out how healthy is he and how healthy can he be. Here's Joe Burrow.
Big for that exact reason, like you said. It's something I haven't been able to do for the last couple weeks. So when your quarterback can't do that, can't steal first downs, can't extend the play a little bit to find some guys, it's tough to move the ball. So it felt good today. I'm going to continue to get healthier.
Yeah. Well, you hope he's going to. By the way, the odds to win the MVP this year. You guys want to take a guess? I just gave a glowing review of Brock Purdy and what he's done, and all he does is win.
Top three, Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy is third.
Well, that's a big jump, though.
Yeah, it is. Well, he's third, tied with Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts.
That's insulting.
his teammate Christian McCaffrey is also in there. Patrick Mahomes is your slight MVP favorite, according to DraftKings, mm-hmm. followed by Tua Tagovailoa. Okay. Also, I have updated over-under wins. I don't know if there's anybody that you're curious about. How about Fritzy's Broncos, who lost to the Jets?
Whew.
God, you imagine if you had lost that bet to Paulie for Meat Friday? You wouldn't be eating for a long time.
We got a couple of Chiefs games coming up over the next three games.
Not good. The Broncos over-under this year. Marvin, I'm going to start with you. I'll get to Fritzy last.
4.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Didn't need
solid.
To.
Solid.
Shocking.
Yeah. Shocking. I like how the game was just another game to Nathaniel Hackett until after the game was over. Then it meant a whole lot more. He got the game ball there. Here is Sean Payton. Here's the question included.
Coach, do you regret, though, those comments, making those comments?
I already addressed that, though, and it's a fair question, but I think we already addressed that the next day.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Did Nathaniel Hackett ever lose 70-20, Coach?
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. How do you feel about your Broncos?
It's embarrassing. Both teams should be embarrassed, but Denver in particular, the Mile High Magic left many years ago. You got to win that game if you're going to get to 5-6 wins or whatever you think you're going to get. And they haven't beaten the Chiefs like the last 18 times they played them, and they got two
of the next three. Let the sounder play.
Okay,
let the sounder play.
Okay, all right.
You're never going to win the Super Bowl like this.
No, you don't.
Very unlikely.
Yeah. We'll talk to Tom Curran. He covers the Patriots. Yeah, the worst loss of Bill Belichick's coaching career has been followed by the second worst loss of Bill Belichick's coaching career.
Improvements.
Which may actually be worse than the worst loss because it followed the worst loss, according to Tom Curran. Yeah, Paulie.
By the way, I was watching a lot of Jets-Broncos. Jets are a very confusing team. They got a Breece Hall.
Bryce Hall.
Bryce Hall. They got two Williamses. They've got two Wilsons. Very confusing team, especially on radio. I don't know who's who.
By the way, Breece Hall, where'd he go to school?
Iowa State.
Who was his quarterback?
Brock
Purdy. Hello! Pray. How did they not win the national championship?
People are still asking that one.
Oh, dang.
Oh, look who called in. Shane Irving joining us on the program. Yeah. Yeah. Pull the Band-Aid off, Shay.
Absolutely exposed, Danny. Fraudulent team. Dak looked awful. Pass rush disappeared. Secondary was awful. This is what Danny, I know I got problems. I know I got issues. I know I'm heavily medicated, but how the hell do I keep falling for this same old crap? And how the hell am I going to listen to Jerry Jones and the Fat Man tell everybody who cares that this is the only test of the year that matters? This is the big game. This is what matters. This was circled on the schedule. And then after the game, we got the Fat Man at the podium in between Cheese Curd Power Eating Hour telling us that it's just a single game. They got exposed, Danny. They are trash.
What was the fourth quarter like at the home?
Quiet. Depressed. Just flat out depressed. Lights off. Me alone in the living room. Sad. My freaking 8-year-old wants to learn about football now, right? The eldest daughter wants all these questions. You got to sit down and ask me all these questions. I can't even teach her what the hell to do because there's no example from the Death Star. Looks like they're playing badminton, Danny.
Why don't you have your daughter root for another team?
How dare you? Apostate. How dare you? We are born into this pain.
Well, enjoy the pain.
Whatever, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you, Shay. Shay, part of the gambling podcast. Dylan won his bet.
Yeah, he did.
So the Texas-Oklahoma game, he had Oklahoma in the points and doesn't have to get a tattoo. Breadman, just out of prison, said that he would get a DP show tattoo. So I'm sure we'll hear from Breadman a little bit later on today. Did you offer up a poll question before we take a break? We'll check in with the Patriots.
I didn't, but we can kick one around right now. We could do it after
give
the
me,
break.
Give me just one, and then we'll...
Okay, here's what we'll go with for hour one.
Okay.
Sort of taking a takeoff of one of Paul's poll questions. Who had the worst weekend? Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. Broncos head coach Sean Payton. Miami head coach Mario Cristobal.
Oh, my God.
We'll save it. Or, well, I hate to throw him in there, but Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman.
Mm. Well, I wasn't surprised they lost. I told you they were going to lose to Duke or Louisville. Mm-hmm. On record is saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's audio to back that up.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
There's nothing worse than losing to a basketball school. You'd rather lose to a directional school, a 1AA school, whatever. You lose to a basketball school. I know Louisville's got good football. That's the worst.
Okay, here's our other poll question.
By the way,
which is worse, losing to a basketball school or a directional school?
Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, UCLA all ranked in the top 25. The first time all five basketball schools have been in the same top 25 poll since the poll was created in 1936. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Is the seat warm? Is it warmer? Is it hot? We'll check in with the Patriots next after this. What do we have here? Marvin LifeLock. Take me up on this because it feels like it's not a question of if something happens, when it happens. And you have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. So much information we put out there. Like, we'll just randomly put out our credit card number, or you send your driver's license, your social security number. You got to protect your identity, and you can do it. It's easier with LifeLock. Because LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. It's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Patrick. You can call 1-800-LIFELOCK or you can go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz. Innovation on a magnificent scale. The vehicle all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS. Play of the day. We'll settle on a poll question. More stats of the day. All of that coming up. And your phone calls. We'll run through the college football results coming up as well. Here is Bill Belichick after the loss yesterday, benching his quarterback.
Bill, what went into the decision to sit down Mac there in the later stages of the game? Does he still your quarterback going forward?
Yeah, there's a lot of problems. That certainly wasn't all him.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems. Like, yeah, he's still my quarterback, or yeah, there's a lot of problems, or is it both? Oh. Here is Mac Jones on being benched yesterday.
Mac, with the results being what they are, and you finished two straight weeks ending the game on the bench, do you start to feel like you're playing to keep your job?
Like I said earlier, just trying to do better as an offense. You know, we didn't score any points, so that's the important part, scoring points and executing your job, and I try to just execute my job.
Okay. I wouldn't use the word execute because that could take on another meaning. I think it was John McKay. Was he Tampa Bay's head coach?
Yeah.
And he was asked about, how did you think about your team's, what do you think about your team's execution? He goes, I'm all for it. Yeah, had some problems back then when he was coaching. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, you're talking about Mac Jones and how young quarterbacks should be more careful. That's the one thing he doesn't have, it feels like. He was really efficient his first year in the pros. Yeah. It feels like he's a gunslinger without the ability, maybe that's the right phrase, because it feels like when he tries to make those plays, they always go bad.
Well, you can be a gunslinger of sorts at Alabama, but he has no weapons. Like, he has no bullets. He's got a gun, but that's it. He's not scaring anybody. And with Bill, I mean, it feels helpless in New England. It really does. If you said I could be a Patriot fan now or a Bears fan, I'd rather be a Bears fan because at least I have a couple of picks coming up. And I might have Caleb Williams and maybe Marvin Harrison. I mean, Arizona feels a little more hopeful than New England. Yes, Eden.
What are we doing, Dan?
Wait, are you being Belichick here?
What are you doing?
Would you rather be a Patriots fan moving forward for the next 3 years or an Arizona Cardinal fan or a Chicago Bear fan?
I would, of those three choices, yes. I would take the Patriots 35,000 times out of 35,000.
Okay. Todd, would you rather be a Patriots fan, a Bears fan, or a Cardinal fan for the next 3 years?
I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay. Marvin?
Oh, Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Because at 39, you know what I've seen? 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah, but the next 3 years.
Oh, I'll be okay.
You don't get a scrapbook here.
You don't?
No.
So the idea is, in the next 3 years, the Bears and the Cardinals are going to figure it out. That's what you're saying.
No, but I'm also saying the Patriots aren't going to figure it out either.
I would put my faith in Bill Belichick than in the Patriots than I would in anybody else.
Okay.
I mean, both of those teams are turning over their front of office over and over and over again.
Yep, and they're going to get it right.
This time, in the next 3 years, they got it. They figured it out.
Maybe the Bears bring in Bill Belichick. Fritzy, let me know when Tom Kern's going to join us.
I will.
Okay. A couple of phone calls in here, best and worst of the weekend. By the way, are we settling on a poll question, Seton?
I've already settled on two, Dan.
Okay.
I have.
All right.
Which head coach had the worst loss this weekend? Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, Sean Payton, Mario Cristobal, Marcus Freeman. And then I also put up there.
Would put in Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, you could. This poll on Twitter works better with 4 than with 5, though. So
okay,
yeah,
win for McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, that whole pissing off Dak Prescott thing backfired a bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
You won't piss me off heading into this week, we can. That didn't work out. Maybe he should play happy.
Not all of that was on him.
No.
The defense was non-existent.
It's tough when you look back, though, and the game was basically over anyway, but you have 3 interceptions on essentially 3 straight throws.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Jeepers, creepers.
And George Kittle was awesome.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, Paul.
You know, I'm a big RCI guy, receiver caused interceptions. Dak had a bunch of those last year.
Two of those last night.
Yeah, it felt that way. There was one, did you see that Wilson for the, for the Jets? He had that pick late, and it felt like it was on his receiver more than him. So RCI's got to come back.
Well, it never was there to begin with. We're trying to bring RCI into the mainstream, Receiver caused interception. Tom Curran sent a tweet out, and I chuckled. The worst loss of Bill Belichick's coaching career has been followed by the second worst loss of his coaching career, which may actually be worse than the worst loss because it was immediately after the worst loss. Let's go to Tom Curran, the Patriots insider, NBC Sports Boston. Hey, how's your day, Tom?
You follow on that whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Day's good. Nobody wants to engage in what amounts to a coaching death watch for a legend. And, you wake up today. Honestly, Dan, you wake up over your career in sports, say, holy crap, I can't believe that happened overnight. And I'm waking up this morning saying, please don't let me see Bill Belichick relieved of his duties. It's that bad, man.
Well, they wouldn't let him go during the season. Robert Kraft would never do that.
Yeah, I think that the chances of that are infinitesimally small, but covering this team as long as I have and the number of bizarro stories and things that I've woken up to or learned in the middle of the day while driving a kid to Little League practice or found out on my own, there's nothing that's beyond the realm. And what we've seen over the last 2 weeks and really the last 5 years going back to the midpoint of 2019, 4 years, is jarring enough to say everything's on the table.
Are they hopeless?
Yeah, they are.
Well,
and I'm a guy who said they could win 10 games. I went into the season thinking this could be a 10-win team just on the logic that, well, they were a 10-win team in 2021. You brought Bill O'Brien back, he's going to wave the magic wand. He's going to be the enema for the entire offense. They're going to return to being what they were in large part. And the defense is better. So even if it's a more difficult schedule, they can get there. And I swear to God, Dan, I believed it after the first 2 weeks because I said all they have to do is stop throwing picks and having penalties. They outplayed Philadelphia. They were right there with Miami. All they got to do is go into Dallas and win 31-23, I said. 31-23, I said.
If anybody else was coaching that team, would you have had the same kind of, let's say Bill O'Brien was coaching, not Bill Belichick. Would you have the same kind of optimism? It feels like your optimism is just based on trusting Belichick.
Yeah, it is. It is completely because we've seen a team that was situationally smart, incredibly well-disciplined, well-coached, and always the whole was greater than the sum of its parts for 2 decades. And they didn't beat themselves. They were a league leader in fewest penalties. They would have no clock management issues, few times that they would have any kind of situational meltdowns. Yet what we've seen since really the midpoint of last year is, you know, the Las Vegas thing, which was beyond the realm of all possibility, throwing it backwards behind your head. And the next guy who catches it actually throws it even further backwards to the quarterback who gets stiff-armed into Hades. And they follow that up by falling behind in the very next week, 22-0 against Cincinnati at home by halftime on Christmas Eve. And then they finish the season allowing 2 kickoff return touchdowns to Buffalo. So I said, just stop being stupid and you'll win games. And I believe that through the first 2 weeks. Just stop being stupid. Play like a Bill Belichick team. But I think it's now into their DNA. And I think that last year they were so poorly coached that they remain poorly coached. Bill is still there. But the players don't execute in a way that you'd say that was a smart play.
Yeah, and you don't think of Patriot players quitting. And it feels like that watching yesterday that maybe maximum effort didn't last long. If you knew Belichick was going to answer a question, honestly, what would be the question you would ask today?
How much of this is based on the roster decisions you've made for the last 5 years, whether it's, you know, whether, and the Brady thing, honestly, while we can all look at that as a watershed moment, it had gone completely beyond the pale. The dysfunction was there. He had done such a poor job building the team around Brady at that point that you're basically just keeping him as a figurehead. And I get why he had to move on, but whether it be no succession plan for Tom, no succession plan for McDaniels, signings of Nelson Aguilar and Jonnu Smith. I mean, how much blame do you accept for being unable to evaluate talent and look at the players who are sitting right in front of you and say, yeah, he's not good. I like Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't like Jacoby Myers. Like, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. How did he get so bad at being able to tell a good player?
Talking to Tom Curran, he covers the Patriots for NBC Sports Boston. Is Mac Jones going to be the starter next year?
Next year. Boy, Dan, these ones don't get any easier. Yeah, he'll be the starter next year just because he's cost effective. He's on the final year of his rookie contract and in for a dime, in for a dollar. They're probably not going to get high enough to take a rookie quarterback. And if they do get high enough to take a rookie quarterback, do him the solid of letting him learn behind Mac, even though Mac's probably going to putt around the place the whole summer. Just do him that solid because you want to ring. And that's what's, again, egregious. If you're Robert Kraft, you're sitting there looking. He's on a rookie contract. What are we doing? So you look at the amount of.
Wait, that's your Robert Kraft impersonation?
Yes, it is. I don't know what the hell's going on. You look at the situation. And we had the greatest quarterback of all time, and we just let him go.
Got a touch of Seinfeld in there.
I mean, terribly. I'll hone it.
Yeah. Well, you got the 5th pick in the draft right now.
Anything can happen, Dan. Honestly, if you were Bill Belichick, would you wake up this morning and say, I think it's time for me to wrap it up? Or would you say, I am chasing Shula? Would you look at that Don Shula poster on your wall and just say, I'm coming for you, Jaw?
Let me ask you this. I'm going to.
No, I asked you.
Okay. So what's the question?
The question is, if you were Bill Belichick, would your heart still be in it this morning to chase Don Shula?
It would be out of spite. But, you know, at some point, you know, you can't write hit songs anymore. You know, you see this with an artist. They can't write a song, you know, like, hey, you haven't had a hit in, you know, 5 years. But at some point, I have to look at that person and say, "This Bill, can Bill write another hit song? Can he have another playoff team?" He's got his two best defenders who are out. He has really very little on offense. He has a quarterback that probably is not a starting quarterback. So that would be, it would be hard to, you know, drag the ball and chain into work every single day. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It would be.
He's Tom Jones at this point.
Well, Billy Joel hadn't written a hit in a long time, 30 years. So, but let me ask you this. If I put Brock Purdy on the Patriots and Mac Jones on the 49ers,
you'd be looking at two teams with very similar results to what you're looking at right now. It's a total, I don't know if Purdy would be pouring gasoline on the fire in the same fashion that Mac is, but record-wise, it would be the same. And Mac Jones is so wholly capable of operating when things are good around him that he'd be absolutely fine. You got a stationary quarterback with an average arm whose greatest strength is accuracy and anticipation, and he needs time to execute those things. Yet he doesn't know what he's going to be looking at 1.1 seconds after the snap. So you've made him, you compounded the error by the players you've put around him, whether it be an offensive line, which has just really been a disgrace, or at the receiver positions where you haven't been able to pick players who are impact players.
This is the first time, I think, in the history of our show we've talked to Hopeless Tom.
Hopeless Tom.
Hopeless Tom.
Hopeless Tom coming at you.
Yeah.
It's a Monday.
Yeah. You had a good run, though. I mean, you had a good, you know.
Yeah, I probably won't be talking to you for a while, huh?
Around the draft, Belichick.
Nobody needs this on a Monday morning. It's all hopeless.
Yeah, but
not going to get any better. Why do you want to get out of bed in the morning, Bill?
What are you going to ask him? What question are you going to ask him Wednesday?
Probably some pablum. I mean, what am I going to get? Two snorts, a shrug, and a... It's diminishing returns at this point.
That should be the name of your book on Belichick. Two snorts and a shrug. Yes. The Belichick story. Yeah. All right.
Sorry about this, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you're down there in Nutmeg, Connecticut, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're inside the... I mean, if you're Robert Kraft and you're looking at the place just clear out on a Sunday after a 38-3 loss the week before, and then you come home and lose 34-0 in front of the fans who are well aware that Robert said, this is no more of the not winning games. And you have to watch.
You just did Marlon Brando there. You got to work on that. You got to work on that.
Really?
Yeah, you got to work on that. If you're going to take it nationally, you got to work on that.
I just did take it nationally, didn't I? It's a national program, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, like a well-listened-to national show, you know.
Oh.
No, we are.
Yeah. You're like Tom Jones, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Brady.
All right.
Hey, great to talk to you. Keep your morale up.
See you at the retirement party.
All righty. Thank you, Tom.
That's bye.
Tom Curran. Is it my retirement or is it Bill Belichick's retirement? Or both? Who retires sooner? I'm going to say Belichick. We'll come back, play of the day, and some college football and your phone calls after this. Simply Safe Home Security. Best home security system you'll find. U.S. News and World Report. The last 3 years voted Simply Safe the best home security system. I've been recommending Simply Safe for over a decade now. They have the revolutionary home monitoring innovation, 24/7 LiveGuard protection, designed to stop crime in real time. Somebody breaks into your home, SimpliSafe's professional monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and deter them through SimpliSafe's new Smart Alarm wireless indoor camera. 24/7 live guard protection, the new Smart Alarm indoor camera works seamlessly as part of SimpliSafe's system to keep your whole home safe from break-ins and fires and floods and more. Install it. You can do it 30 minutes or less, or have a SimpliSafe expert come by and do it for you. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Visit SimpliSafeDan.com. There is no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Let's go!
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
It's Russell Wilson in the shotgun. Are the Jets going to bring pressure? Yes, they will. Russell Wilson being chased. He'll be sacked. The ball pops out. Loose on the far side. It's scooped up. Bryce Hall runs down the right sideline at the 10-5. Touchdown.
Courtesy of the Jets Radio Network, since the start of last season, Russell Wilson Jr. III has been hit 161 times. The only quarterback who's been hit more over that time frame? Anybody want to guess? Marvin knows the answer. Paulie?
I don't have it.
Todd.
Daniel Jones.
Seton.
Russell Wilson.
No, he's first. Oh, he's first. Second.
Oh, he's second.
The other guys.
Zach Wilson.
We should have scripted this. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Wow. Cousins. Huh. Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk D.
Yeah.
Kirk. Oh, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, we had that. Yeah. Yeah. Kirk Cousins.
11.
Well, thank you, Todd. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe. The 24/7 live guard protection helps stop crime in real time. Get 20% off your new system when you visit simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Recapping college football over the weekend. Oklahoma against Texas, and that was a fun game. Great drive at the end and pick up the win. Gabriel's probably not a pro prospect, but he's just one of those great college quarterbacks. USC holds off Arizona. You know, Caleb Williams is going to continue to put up big numbers because he has to. You know, normally you're on a team that's really good and the quarterback's really good. Well, you're up by 28 points. And therefore, you're not passing the ball. He might not be in the game. He has to play. He's got to play all four quarters and overtime. Miami blows it. Bama beat Alabama. Louisville dropped Notre Dame. But back to Miami. In the history of college football, the history, I don't know if there's a coaching decision that was worse than that. Because all you have to do is take a knee. That's it. You kneel, and then you kneel. And then you get up and you go celebrate. That's it. Well, Miami ran the ball and then fumbled. And Georgia Tech got it back. And this is how it sounded.
Yeah, it's under 4 seconds. Just take a knee. Like, you should not be handing this football off.
Right.
I don't know what Miami is doing.
That's it. And here's Chaney. Just straight ahead, tackled, and the ball popped out.
You got to read the clock. I mean, read the card. I mean,
and
to me.
Georgia Tech has it with 26 seconds left.
Okay. Tim Hasselbeck says, you don't have to run. What are you doing? Here's how the final play sounded.
Snap back to King. Flushed out to his right. Looking. 5 seconds to go. He will toss it into the end zone at the five. Larry, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackets. Touchdown, Jackets. 1 second left. Christian Leary. What did we just witness? And it's 23-20, Jackets.
Now, that's where a coach gets fired. You know, he had built up some goodwill there.
Accurate.
You know, you're undefeated. You know, you got to win that game. And here is Mario Cristobal, the Miami head coach, after the game.
I should have taken the timeout right there at the end. Thought he could get the first down. And you know, we talked about two hands on the ball, but that's not good enough. Just should have told him to take a knee in. That's it. Fumbled the ball at 25, and they went 75 yards in two plays. So I'm not going to make an excuse for it or say he should have done this or that. That's it. I know we should have done it. You know, sometimes just get carried away with, hey, just finish the game and run it. But I should have just stepped in and said, hey, just take a knee.
Yeah, it's not we. It's I. It's you. It's not the quarterback, center, running back. They're taking the play you send in. Take a knee. That's it. Take a knee. It's over. Were they not good at math at the clock? Or were they going to, you know, we got to run that ball? No, you don't have to. Yeah, Marv.
I think everyone should do the two best of the weekend because this is easily the worst, and that's it.
Yeah, I'd have to take this one off the board. It was so bad.
It's so clearly the worst.
Because I'm not good at math, but I'm watching the game, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. You could just, if you take it, a knee, and then take a knee. Maybe there's a couple of seconds left. Maybe. But all of a sudden, they run the ball. Now, you know, looking at the replay, and they did review it, it looked like the runner's arm was down, but that might have been one of those cases where the referee goes, you know, hey, guys, let's get together here. You know, his arm was down, but that is really a stupid call, so we're going to give it to Georgia Tech, all right? Georgia Tech, first down! Like, you're going, what are you doing? Yes, Todd?
How do you say I'm not making an excuse for it and then say you got to hold on to the ball with two hands, but I'm not making an excuse for it?
You don't need to hold on to the ball with two hands if you take a knee, Coach. Just saying. God, that was... Okay, Texas loses early October loss. You can still survive there. That was a great game, and Oklahoma's a good team. You know, Miami is going to be cooked after a home loss to Georgia Tech. USC won again and dropped out of the top 10. Because you can't turn that game off. You can't turn off USC football because there's always a chance that the other team is going to score. Always. And as fun as USC is to watch offensively, they're entertaining to watch defensively as well. And you're thinking, how did you get all these great players on that side? And then what the heck is wrong? I mean, Ronnie Lott's got to be going, you got to be kidding me. Clay Matthews has got to be going, you got to be kidding me. Troy Polamalu, Junior Seau, all these great defensive players going, what? What? Louisville dropped Notre Dame. I was not surprised at that. Thought Notre Dame, when they started the season, they were going to lose to Duke or Louisville, and they nearly lost to both of them. We'll talk to Beefo Brady. Brady Quinn will join us coming up next hour. Also, Bill Cowher, Steelers head coach, after the Steelers' big win, former Steelers head coach, after the Steelers' big win against Baltimore. Man, that was ugly. That was a brutal game to watch. All right, we're 1 hour in the books. Phone calls will be coming up after the break. Update the poll results, and then we'll talk to Brady Quinn. Best and worst of the weekend, as we always do every Monday. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Hopefully you like us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.